All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We're back with Eve Nicole. Let's get started. The Kingdom of El Quixote has a city called El Quixote. It's kind of confusing. I think calling the country's central city something else would be more complicated. I guess so. Like the answer satisfied Aster, his expression looked completely reinvigorated as he walked around town. I don't think we know. Alright. Oh! Okay. How do I turn the skip mode off? I forgot. I think I gotta go back into town. Oh, okay, hold on. Just go into the level shop. Turn skip mode off. Alright. Alright, there we go. That's a pain in the ass. Anyway, we're pretty good. Now, where are we going? We're gonna fucking look around. That's what we're gonna do. Okay. Alright. Oof. No, weak to flame. Why would you use ice magic on a... Oh, damn it. Kill that thing. Thing is a pain in the ass to fight. People need to level up. Alright, yeah, I know. Eek! The heck is this? Huh, a cockroach statue. That's weird. In El Quixote, I hear they use cockroaches to ward off evil. I think they do more to draw in filth. Well, depending on who you ask, cockroaches actually keep themselves pretty clean. I heard that, actually. I'm not interested in hearing about these gross bugs. Real cockroaches aside, I think the statue looks relatively cute. Like, if you just chill out and take a good look at a cockroach, they're surprisingly adorable. I don't think they deserve all the hate. They're not cute at all. I agree with Riche. Cockroaches should be eradicated. I don't really like them either. Girls sure hate cockroaches. Not that I love them, but I don't know. Aster felt some mild pity for cockroaches and the abnormal hatred they face. Ugh! Cockroach lives matter, I guess. What is that? Oh, it's a Ranta. I remember fighting these in Rants 5D. I don't know if I've fought them in Rants 6 yet. Yeah, I'm that far back. Somebody's gonna tell me they were in the first Rants. They probably were. I just haven't gotten that far. You know you can beat Rants 1 in an hour and a half? That's crazy. The other one, it takes about 7 hours. But there's two versions of Rants 2, obviously. There's the Rants 2 original and Kai. I'd like to play them both. All right. We gotta level up. Hit that too. All right, get some hannies. You wanna kill the aloe because it's gonna constantly defend people. The fuck? That's some thick-ass aloe. Alright. Handy can only be attacked. You can't use magic on them. Alright, there we go. Since I'm getting my ass kicked, I need to see if there's some better items I can buy. Other than the witch dress and the fish scale gloves, which would help, honestly. I think she's got them. Hold on, what is she... Yeah, what has she got right now? She's got them. Shit, we're armed to the teeth and we're still getting our asses kicked. They're just strong enemies. I don't see anything else here, though. Get that. There we go. That's a trap. On the way to Vilfuente, the party encountered an ordinary line of... Well, they might have been ordinary, but they're orderly. An orderly line of knights. Oh, wonder if something happened. The Monster Burrow Special Surveillance Squad will now depart for Mount Avella. Begin the march! At the captain's command, the knights begin to advance north. Looks like they're heading to the monster burrow. Travelers, are you? While the party watched with fascination, some men who were seeing the knights off approached them. Look at the sky. When that's around, the burrow starts acting up, so the knights are keeping an eye on it. Oh. Far off in the sky, they saw a giant island floating by. Sky Island. Yeah? What? The monster burrow. Scary roar, huh? Maybe seeing Sky Island gets them into a frenzy. Sounds gross. Haha, when you lived here as long as we have, you get used to it. The floating island blew past as though carried by the wind until it finally disappeared from their sight. I wonder what's on the floating island, guys. The roar stopped too. I see, so that's why the knights are climbing the mountain where the burrow is. Been sightings of monsters jumping out of the burrow, too. They're particularly feisty at the moment. Really? Well, hey, there's a few sightings every year. Whatever happens, the knights are keeping watch, so you're safe as long as you stay in the cities. But that creepy roar. Whatever's in the burrow might be really strong. It grew so big that it can't get out anyway, apparently. I've heard it's a giant spider with 3 faces and 16 legs. I think it's a giant wailing face. Anyone who sees that dreadful face has 3 days of constant nightmares, then dies. So which is it, really? Well, nobody knows. Never in the history of the country has someone gone inside the burrow. What? The entrance is at the top of a steep cliff. No way for heavily armed knights to climb up there. Couldn't a ranger do it? If you try to climb up there, you don't have any hands free. You just end up prey for flying monsters. So you can't even reach the burrow? Some say the Archfiend's in there. Well, if he ever got out, that'd probably mean the end of the world. Archfiend Aiden. Or Aiden. I've been saying Aiden. Archfiend Aiden, the creator of all monsters. Why don't we go check it out? Nah, Snake Crest's more important right now. Let's go find Pancho and Vilfuente. The party decided to head to Vilfuente, the city from which the knights departed. But do we have to go that way? I kind of want to go to the monster burrow. Now, I did hear from someone that the last dungeon in this game is a legit multi-layered dungeon. Like, it's got, you know, like, real dungeon crawling. Not just maybe 5-10 minutes of wandering around in corridors. It's a real fucking dungeon. So we do get a legit dungeon, but only until, like, the... only at the end of the game. Alright. Armor plus one! Yes! You sound cheery, Gura. Yep, I got to get married and I'm going on my first adventure with everyone, so I'm real happy. Cool. Oh yeah, since we're married now, why don't we hold hands? Okay. Gura took off her battle gloves and used her tiny hand to grip Aster's tight. Your hands are big, and yours are small and cute. Gura bashfully grinned. I'm super happy, Aster. That's quite a reaction to just holding hands. We'll be doing plenty of nice fun stuff together in the future. Gura looked shocked for an instant, then let out a wordless moan. Aster, let's go! Hurry! Alright, then let's race to the next town. Okay, sure. Whoa, rangers are amazing when they get serious. Hey, don't leave us behind! They were still holding hands, so Aster was nearly dragged along as he ran. Should've brought the love gauge up a little bit. Ooh. Wow, what a pretty waterfall. This is El Quixote's famous Tulcine Falls. I hear its beauty is such that no matter the hurry they're in, all travelers must stop to admire it. Yep, it's as beautiful as the rumors say. Blah, this is good water. Certainly seems to be. If I cooked with this, I bet I could make something good. Jeez, you're all missing the point. Risha sighed at her family's lack of appreciation for the beauty of nature. Oh, nice. Hold on. Seems I can't move the map. But there's not really a whole hell of a lot I can do in this area. It's really closed off. Which is unfortunate, because I figured I'd be able to move around a bit more, you know? Yeah, her attacks do nothing. We really need to heal. Let's go to Camelot. Still invisible to everyone but you. Maybe you need to be a perv to see it. The party entered Camelot. Back for more, are we? Have a fun-filled, dream-filled time. The party stepped foot into Camelot. Still can't mess with that thing yet. Whoops. Okay. Nope, can't go in that one. I can go in this one, though. When Aster got close, the door automatically opened as though to invite him in. Huh? It's open. Now it's time for the second trial. Give it some gusto. Whoa, not even given a choice again. The party was enveloped in a mysterious light. What's this place? Looks like we were sent somewhere different from last time. Heh heh heh, taking on my trial, are you? This place is for proving a man's worth. What's that mean? Now for the second trial. The challenge is... treat girls with care. Huh? Everyone knows how to do that. It's already begun. Let's ride. Thus, the second trial abruptly begun. Not really sure on this one. I don't know what to do on this. Whoops, sorry guys. Okay, I got it. Oh, love gauge is full. I know you guys want to see that, but hold up a second. Can I actually leave in the middle of a trial? Probably not. Yes, I can. Okay. Probably have to redo the whole trial from the start. Yeah, I do, because it's not there. All right, this isn't hard though. Melon Hammer might be hard because Melon Hammers are a pain in the ass and they hit hard. Oh, I fucked that up. Just trying to kill that mag ball. That's two. Thank you. No! It's one more. Alright. I bet y'all skip this. She says, "Congrats, Ys. I see you successfully cleared the trial. Impressive work noticing you should let the Gal monsters go." Oh, so that was it. "Your reward is in the treasure chest. Take it and appreciate it." Nice that we're getting something, but she's awfully arrogant. By the way, there's no cooling off period, so we won't take it back. It's like we're shopping now. I guess we should assume all the trials would be like this. The mysterious announcer finished speaking and returned the silence without answering any questions. Aster mastered Femme Fatality. The party opened the treasure chest and heard the mysterious voice. Open it? Hehehe. My skill for you this time is the world famous Femme Fatality. Femme Fatale? Sounds seductive. No, Femme Fatality, it's an offensive skill. Is this mysterious voice actually talking to us? I'm sure she just knew what the reaction would be in advance. I've never heard of this skill, though. This skill is highly fatal to any enemy, shredding them into pieces. Huh, sounds cool. But to use it, you must have the capacity to get along with anyone of the opposite gender. I didn't know some skills had prerequisites. Wonder if I can use it. Master, I think you more than meet the requirements. Yep, I doubt you'll have any problems. Think so? Aster does ogle all girls equally. Isn't that normal? Not even close. Well, careful not to attract too many ladies, lest a crazy one stab you one day. Truer words were never said. Don't forget about the guy that invited the dominatrix into his treehouse and she stabbed him to death. That happens. That is a thing that happens. Act! Aster looked concerned as he accepted the new skill.
Sakura,
Okay, there we go. Level up time. Yay. Where to now? Ramia says 3, Risha has 2. We didn't do one with Risha yet. These are events from shortly after Aster was rewarded for his work in the Republic of Lancelot with promotion to attend knight. We don't get breaks very often. Just lazing around could be nice. It was their first break in some time. Aster was relaxing in the living room. But then... Oh no, Aster, we've got a problem. Whoa, what? Risha burst into the living room with so much frenzy that Aster fell off the couch. Oh, wait. Don't peek. Sorry, it's a natural reflex. Anyway, what the heck happened? Could it be? Oh, there were no monster attacks or anything. Jeez, don't scare me like that. Don't be relieved yet. This could turn out to be dangerous for us. What? You see, I realized something serious about our relationship. Risha began to speak with a grave look. Would it be the typical newlywed thing where you're not on the same page about sex? Of course not. We do it so much, obviously we're compatible there. That's true. Are you getting bored with me? You're so all over the place that there's not even time to get bored. Makes sense. Did you fall in love with another guy? How long are you gonna play dumb? I mean, I'm not trying to, but what's the problem with our relationship? Well, we're already married, right? Yes, so? So while I do trust you, we did marry pretty fast after meeting. Oh! Get it? We skipped all the stuff you do while dating. Oh no! All those opportunities wasted! I'm glad I married you, but how could I skip right past all the flirting and the girlfriend stage? I call it do-over. Let me do my life over! Well, you can beg or cry all you want, but Mother Eve can't help you there. But I wish I got to date you. Stupid, we can still go on all the dates we want. You're right. In fact, we should make up for all the dates we didn't go on right now. Wasn't expecting him to care this much. I'm glad, but also kind of frightened. Risha? Oh, sorry, it's nothing. So, wanna go on a date? That's silly. I brought this up to ask Aster on a date in the first place. Okay, let's hit the town and make out everywhere. Yeah! Thus, the couple decided to go on a date in town. They visited the shopping district. This area in the middle of town was heavily geared towards young people and was popular for dates. Now we're in town, but... What do you even do on dates anyway? You're always so pushy and proactive during sex, but you're appallingly useless at things like this. Sorry, my sister's never taught me how dates work. I see. Hehe, Aster being awkward could be fun for a change of pace. Okay, gotta take the lead here. Riche put aside how she knew nothing about dates either and clung to Aster's arm. Whoa, what? What do you mean, what? It's a date. Holding your partner's arm is what you do. Huh? So you're supposed to walk arm in arm. I feel like I'm learning. As he grinned at the sensation of Riche's chest against his arm, Aster nodded. Man, I felt Riche's boobs a bunch of times, but they always fill me with joy. Dates are fantastic. Hey, Aster, quit leaning on them. Sorry. Heh, save that for tonight. Anyway, Aster, where do you want to go? Not sure. If I suggested somewhere sexual, she'd probably get mad. Aster thought about what Riche would want. Now that I think about it, I don't really know what's around here. Oh yeah, you wouldn't know a thing about cities. You don't have to be so direct about it. Aha, just messing around. Then I can show you around the places I'd recommend. Okay, thanks. The couple smiled at each other and walked off arm in arm. Stomp! Huh? Oh, sorry. Riche stepped on Aster's foot. No big deal. Now let's go. Oh, okay. Stomp. Riche stepped on Aster's foot once again. She's got two left feet. Is this like something you're into? No, don't even suggest that. Then what is it? Walking like this is harder than I thought. Stomp! So that's why you keep stepping on my foot. Yes, I'm sorry. Riche looked disheartened as she apologized. Honestly, I'm surprised you're good at dancing and stuff, so I figured you'd have better rhythm. That's kind of different. Stomp. Ow, apparently so. How are you supposed to walk like this? Maybe we could walk separately? That'd be easier. Nope. If we compromise now, we're gonna regret it for the rest of our lives and never enjoy a date again. It's that serious? It is. This is a trial we have to overcome for the sake of our future. Okay, I'll do everything I can to support you. Thanks. Then first, could you try walking at the same pace as me? Sure, like this? Stomp! Why are you putting your foot where I'll step on it? Well, I'm not trying to. But if it's not your fault, that means it's mine. Riche put on a serious look and began running a walking simulation in her head. Can't believe we hit a roadblock at just walking. Dates are brutal. I've got it. If I lean on you a bit more while we walk, then... Squish! Oh! Aster enjoyed the feeling of Riche's chest being pressed closer against his body as they began to walk again. Huh? I can walk like normal. Right? Now we've made it past our first dating conundrum. Yep, if we work together, there's nothing we can't do. The couple learn how to walk on a date. So first up, Riche led Aster to a boutique, because of course she does. Wow. He looked at the swimsuits in the store window and gasped. Oh, everything from sexy swimsuits to cute swimsuits. And even swimsuits in between. No. Hey, which would you like me to wear? Well, you know. Silent pressure. A cute one. Like which? I like that one. Aster pointed to a frilly bikini. I see, you like swimsuits like that? I'll go buy it. Riche cheerily went to buy the swimsuit. God, it was hard to pass on a sexy swimsuit, though. But hey, it should look good on her. Esther mentioned Rishay in the swimsuit and grinned. I'm back. Rishay came back with a fairly large bag. That bag seems unnecessarily big. Oh, I picked up another swimsuit, too. Huh? Haha. I'll keep the sexy swimsuit a secret for now. Here you are. Rishay handed the bag to Aster. Huh? I'm wearing them? No, the guy carries what the girl buys on the date. Everyone knows that. That's actually true. Oh, I wasn't aware. I wouldn't mind carrying it myself, but I don't want everyone around us to think you're worthless. Dates have a lot involved in them. Alright, leave carrying everything to me. Yay, thanks! As thanks, Rishay pressed her chest against Aster even harder, putting a fulfilled smile on his face. In similar fashion, the couple enjoyed going around the bookstores, back alley trinket shops, and more until they eventually had lunch. And then... Heavy! As a result of all the shop visits, they had accrued more purchases than Aster alone could carry. And usually, gentlemen, it's your money! This time, she's using hers. Which is, a rather novel idea, I think. Hey, have a shopping spree with your money! Great, great idea! Give me that. I can help carry a little. Thanks. Still, though, we've been to a lot of stores. Is this a date or a fucking shopping spree? Trick question, it's both. Sorry, I was so into the date that I didn't realize how much I was buying. It's totally fine, but I'm kind of shocked. About what? About how well you know the city. I didn't even expect you to know about the stores buried in the back alleys. Are you saying it's strange because since I'm a princess? Yeah, sorry if that offends you. I don't really care. Anyway, I'm nothing like a princess when I'm in town. Really? Yep, when I was young, I'd sneak out of the castle and explore the city a lot, and I picked clothes that wouldn't stand out. Oh, before my chest grew, I even disguised myself as a boy a bunch. Wow, that's kinda hot. Huh? Oh, nothing. But that's pretty impressive for a princess. Well, I'm not in the public eye so much as my older sister, so I'm relatively free. Huh, interesting. Now that I think about it, I was awful to my sister. I left all the hard stuff to her and enjoyed the freedom for myself. Rishay frowned and slumped her shoulders. Rishay. Esther wanted to tell Rishay that her efforts to fight an organization threatening her country were praiseworthy, too. But he suspected saying so would only console her on a surface level, so he kept his mouth shut. Instead, he silently patted Rishay's head. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Jeez! The sudden petting made Rishay turn red up to her ears. You're just too cute, sorry. Jeez, don't make excuses, stupid. She complained, but Rishay did nothing to brush Aster's hand away. Rather, she clung to his arm tighter as though to beg for more. Ah, her boobs. Her boobs! Aster could barely restrain the urge to push her over and fuck her right there. Sometime later. But I feel like people are glancing at me more when I'm walking around town recently. Might be a sign that you're famous now, Aster. Huh? Yeah, nobody pays attention to me at all, though. Now that I think about it, I was never really publicized that it was never really publicized that I'm a knight, and Akio Vullombaro got most of the credit for saving the bridge. And Lancelot has neutral reporting and stuff that prevents election-related news from circulating at all. Huh? Actually, I feel some bloodthirsty stares right now. Hmm? Something wrong, Aster? Nah. Aster looked around and came to one conclusion. Risha's clearly giving attention because she's hot. Guys are giving her passionate looks. Well, she's getting attention because she's hot. Whereas, I'm getting jealous. Hateful ones. But it's just that you're especially cute, Risha. Huh? Hey, do you even know what you're saying? That's embarrassing, you know. While Aster's random statement did shake Risha up, she didn't stop smiling until they got home. We're home! We're home! Oh, welcome back, you two. Welcome home! Huh? Risha, looks like you had lots of fun. Oh? Well, I wouldn't say that so much. Don't lie, you're clearly happy. Did you do something fun with Aster? If they knew I was this delighted by just a date, that could be embarrassing. Well, you'll find out if you have Aster do the same for you. Hmm? I don't get it, but that's cool. Then I'll have Aster do that. Huh? Can't wait to see what kind of wild outdoor sex it was. Like we did that! What? Was it some kind of special sex at a secret shop? Why does it always have to be about sex? Don't know what it could be, but it seems fun. Next time, do it with me, too. Thus, Aster and Risha's day, together, came to a close. Risha gained one skill point. Yay, and she needed it. Alright. Actually, she fucking doesn't need it. The only one who needs some skill points is Ramius. She can't use a lot of her extra skills because they need way too many points. And Aster, be great if he would get some fucking points, right? Can't even use the map. Okay, so there's Big Bucks down there. There's Vilfluente over there. There's Market Peach. Okay. I mean, the aloe is just dying. The aloe said fuck it after it got hit so many times. This is Vilfuente? Lots of factories here, just like the capital. Actually, it seems even more lively in this city. I'm sure the living expenses are lower in the capital, and there might even be more manpower available, too. Whoa, they're all plastic factories for the Big Bucks company. What an amazing company. I've heard plastic has particularly high demand. Hey, no fair. Don't go buying food without us. It's the squid bits they're selling over there. I couldn't help but buy some. Huh, looks like diced squid man legs and flour, lightly cooked and covered in sauce. Ramius and Gura stuff their faces with a tray of squid bits. Eh, the sauce is delicious. Try some, master. Say, ah. Huh, but people are watching. You don't want to say ah for me? Of course I do. Yay, I'd love some. Munch, munch. Whoa, that is good. That tray's made of plastic too. Is it? I see, now that you mention it, yes, there's plastic everywhere these days. A few companies are trying to get into the business, but nobody can figure out how to make it. Hmm? While his eyes were fixated on the squid bits, Aster noticed a girl trying to draw customers who clearly wasn't a normal human. Ah. The Kalar break room currently has no wait time. She was standing outside a makeshift shack, smiling and calling out to the passing factory workers. Huh? She's got long ears. That's a Kalar. This is the first time I'm seeing one in person, too. A Kalar? Like from Toa's story? They're another race made up entirely of women. Kalars have been living in the Kalar forests on this land since long before humans arrived. They're super talented at wind magic, and since they go hunting in the forest, they're good at archery, too. They're all women? Yeah, there are no male Kalars. There are a few races, but only Kalars can breed with any other race and always end up giving birth to a female Kalar. So the Kalar forest full of nothing but girls? You'd think they'd die out fast. That's why they take semen from human men. What you see going on over there is exactly that. Huh? Shocked, Astra looked back at the girl as she was calling to several men. Haven't gotten off lately. You mind talking to a third? Excuse me, you mind taking a third guy? Wow, wonderful. That's fine, of course. The Kalara responded with a smile and invited the men into the shack. Oh, damn. Looks like they're getting started. This way, you can watch from here. They take semen? Then that means... Aster followed Gura to the other side of the shack and peered through the window. And that's where we're going to end it for now. As I hear shouts of, no! That way, when I start it up again, I can throw the NSFW filter on BitChute. And you'll have a whole scene of that. But this one I don't have to throw the NSFW filter on because there's really no NSFW content except maybe the boobs in the inn and or the level shop, and that's not really a big deal, I think. So I'm going to leave this one on safe for work, but For the next one, it'll be NSFW, and we'll see what's through the window. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with Eve Nicole.